awakening, awakened. It's way more popular now. It's way more commonly spoken about, way more of a buzzword nowadays in 2024 than what it was, you know, even 5-10 years ago. And I'm going to do a short podcast. And first of all, I just want to say thanks for tuning back in. You know, if you're a regular listener, it's been quite a while since I've made a podcast. And life's been good. You know, I've been busy doing other things, focusing on other areas of life. I've been doing stand-up comedy. I've been doing DJing. It's been great. But also, I feel like it's a responsibility to pick this back up again. I've got a lot of things I want to talk about. And awakening and being awakened is, I think it's a really important one to talk about, you know, because during COVID and a lot of these times people were talking about being awake as if, you know, being awake was being aware that the government is, you know, corrupt and corporate elites are in control of the world and all these things. And that is a part of being awakened for sure. You know, it's very important to see those things, and you know, maybe it's the beginning, maybe it's the starting point, but, you know, being awakened for me means being awake to the fact that we are all one, that there is no separation, and that the source of me and you and everybody is the same source that is in every tree and every animal. And I think for a lot of people, it's often a spontaneous occurrence. They have maybe an experience where they experience the non-physical. For me, it was an experience running in the desert. It was a powerful awakening experience that changed my life forever. And it was about 10 years ago, it was 2013. But the thing I want to say is that, like, there becomes this real ego attachment to being awake when someone has an awakening experience. And it's easy to look at yourself as an awakened person as superior to an unawakened person. But there's going to come a time, you know, maybe not next year or the year after that, maybe not even 10 years, where everyone's awakened, you know. But awakening is the first step, you know. It's like waking up on a Saturday morning and be like, everything's perfect. The world is amazing. It's Saturday morning. It's the weekend. Soon enough, it'll be Monday again. And there'll be a next stage in life. And it's the same thing with spiritual awakening. You know, you have an awakening and you feel like, this is it. I now know everything. I've experienced God. I've experienced spirituality. I'm now aware. And it feels like the most amazing thing in the world. It's what happened for me. But then soon it'll be Monday and the next challenge arrives. And now you enter that new challenge with the new awakened perception, the new set of eyes that you have as an awakened person. But the challenges don't stop, you know. The challenges may increase. You're still going to experience massive challenges in life, but now you're experiencing them as an awakened person, as a conscious person. You can make better decisions, better choices. And, you know, if you can imagine yourself being in a fast flowing river, and you were in a fast flowing river, you're still in a fast flowing river. Except now, instead of grabbing branches out of fear, you know, because you're scared of what's to come further down the river, as an awakened person, you're not grabbing branches anymore. You're staying in the flow of the river, knowing that you can make the right decisions at the right time because you trust your inner feelings. And that's the difference between awakened and unawakened, is that life doesn't stop. You know, we're not going to enter this 5D spiritual world where all of a sudden everything changes and now life is easy. That's not life. Life will still be difficult, still be challenging, but it will be enhanced. You know, we'll make more conscious decisions, we'll choose different relationships, different paths, and it'll be one step at a time. We're not going to become a millionaire or become a famous musician overnight. That might never happen. But we will make incremental decisions more consciously, which will lead us into a path that feels like we are in a better flow. And life will surely improve, but bad things will still happen. That's just part of life. You know, so it's important to remember not to look at anyone else as inferior or superior. Being awakened is just a step. It's a major step, a very important step. You know, you feel like a different person. You are a different person once awakened, but it's still just one step, you know, and the challenges keep on coming. And we enter those challenges as a different person. But you know, I just want to say thanks for tuning back in, because it has been a while since I've made one of these. I'm going to make them more regularly again. I think it's an important time. There's a lot happening in the world, and we all need guidance, we all need leadership, we all need community. And yeah, I would love if you can be part of that with me as we all grow and, you know, continue on this amazing, exciting, sometimes confusing journey. Hope you have an awesome weekend. And yeah, let's all have a great year ahead and stay positive, but don't be afraid to feel the bad things. It's where the healing's done. But look forward with positivity and look out for your loved ones and take action. Achieve those goals. You know, being spiritual doesn't mean sitting around waiting for the world to come at us. You know, we can chase those goals just as hard as ever before, but we will probably and hopefully choose the right goals to chase after. So thanks for listening. Love you guys. Talk soon.